Pat Crawford of the Lady Hot Dogs. Coach, thanks for calling in this morning.
Looking forward. Never turn down an opportunity to talk basketball here. So appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, well, we love you having you. Overall, you're 1-6 after your last loss. You're 0-1 the conference. Things going well as your plan?
Everything's getting better. We tell the girls we want to be 1% better than what we were yesterday. And we're getting there. We're starting to see things better. We're starting to recognize when teams press us. You know, we're in the middle of the floor is open when I got to go down the sideline. You know, when I got to take a back dribble. And teaching basketball is why we got in this in the first place. You know, we're small steps. We're getting better all the time. So the kids are continuing working hard, and the girls are still engaged, which is awesome to see. So they're a really great group of girls.
Any major injuries? All your starters get to play all of your seven games so far?
We're getting healthy. The kids we thought that we were going to start the season with, we had some health issues before, but we've got a full squad now, which is pretty nice.
So let's turn our thoughts towards one of our seniors, which is Madison Cook. How well is she doing being a leader for your ball team?
Oh, she's been great. She's just a positive influence. She talks to the younger kids. I can't say enough about Madison. She's, you know, even when she's not feeling particularly the best, she's still there. She's talking to the girls. She's engaged. I mean, Maddie's fun. She's fun to be around, and she's fun to coach. That's for sure.
Those are all good things, and that's a good leadership because that spreads on, and keeping all the gals mentally ready for the game they're about to play. Now, one of the challenges that I see that you have right now is that your team averages about 27 points a ball game, and that's not going to obviously win you a lot of ball games. So my question is, win and losses are not an important factor this year.
We tell the kids that if we, you know, don't get bogged down with the wins and losses, but on the other hand, if you're continually getting better, eventually success will take care of itself, right? If you continue to get better, you continue to recognize things on the floor, you continue to have small steps will turn into big steps. And if someone would tell me the shots we're getting are good shots, it's just right now, we're not getting enough of them. And we're continuing to work, you know, watch film, talk about, you know, what do we need to do to get kids in the right spots, you know, what's going to be recognized and what's going to be best for them. You know, going into the season, the girls we've got, they were playing behind, you know, girls that were used to scoring, you know, Frazier and Debris, and they had been starters before. And going into this season, kids were, you know, Maddie, Zoe, Vanessa, and Syra, they're going in now to be the ones that, you know, have to score. So it's a new role for them, and that takes time. So, but they're continuing to work and engaged in just small steps all the time, getting better and better.
Well, the only game that we've been capable of, or I should say not capable, the only game that we did telecast was the first ball game against Delphi. We were supposed to go to Western with you, but the boys, Carroll's football team, won. It took us off that ball game to go to a football game. And so the only thing that I can relate to in being able to watch was the Carroll game. And in that ball game, a lot of turnovers occurred. And first of all, I'm saying it's the first ball game of the year. That's going to happen. But I know that as I look statistically, the gals still have a hard time keeping control of the basketball.
Yeah, turnovers have been a kind of bugaboo for us to start the year. One nice thing, last night at Delphi, we reduced – you know, we played under the number of turnovers that, that we've been averaging for the year. And so which was nice. And, you know, the less turnovers you have, the more chances you're going to have to score. So those, you know, those two numbers do go hand in hand. And, you know, it's just continuing to find out where kids are going to be, where kids are going to be most effective, and how to keep building and heading things in the right direction. And we're definitely doing that. I mean, we, you know, if you'd have told me you were going to go into this game last night and have this many turnovers, I'd have been happy with that. I'd have been really happy with that. And if you, you know, if someone would have told me that you were going to take, you know, 31 two-point shots, you know, I mean, we got 46 shots up last night against Delphi, and a lot of them were open. And you know, when that turnover number continues to go down, we get even more good looks. So we just got to stay at it and keep engaged, keep being enthusiastic and energetic, and giving tons of effort, which we'll do.
Yeah. So when you get something like, hey, you're averaging 34 turnovers, now you've got 26. My guess is then you go to practice and you go, girls, man, we did a really good job. We only had this many turnovers, and you feed off of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You build on, you know, it's really easy to get bogged down with everything you're not doing well. So, you know, the way you do it is you take small steps, right? The other night at Sheridan, we scored 16 points in the third quarter, which was our most all year long. Last night we reduced our turnover average. I mean, we played under what we're averaging turnovers. So you just build on, you build on what you're doing well, and the more you do that, the better off you're going to be, because the more you're going to start doing well.
Coach, I tell a lot of folks, please don't take this in the wrong tune, and that is, I feel like you've been handed an elementary program at a varsity level. And that means you've got to go all the way back to the beginning of time, just about, and that is a feeder program. I know you've got one going. Talk a little bit about how you're building off of your feeder program.
So I think it's just for the girls in the elementary at, you know, Blue Ridge and Green Meadows and Suncrest and the junior high to get to know us. And that's step one, right? They want to grow up to be hot dogs. They want to, and the biggest thing, you know, for me is that the kids know who we are, right? That they're looking forward to, you know, playing at Frankfort. And one thing we've got going on with the Prairie League, we've got one of our assistants, Bethany Best. She also teaches at Green Meadows. She's coaching fifth grade team there at Clinton Prairie. We've got a fourth grade team, we've got a third grade team, we've got probably 25 or 30 girls playing over at Prairie. I went down and coached them a couple weeks ago, and we're excited about what we got down there. And we had good workouts with our sixth, seventh, and eighth graders in the fall. We had workouts for them. Here in the spring, we're gonna start putting together some games for the middle schoolers. You know, after their season's finished, once we figure out what we got and see the middle schoolers play, you know, their seasons start here in a couple months. So it's just getting the pieces together to keep moving forward. And you know, it's a process. And, you know, part of the neat thing is building something, creating something, getting it rolling is really fun to do.
Last night we were at Carroll. Western played Carroll last night. And before the ball game, the varsity was out doing their warm-up drills. And when they went into the locker room, as soon as they went in, they had a whole bunch of elementary kids on the sideline, and as soon as they went in, those kids hit the floor and they got the ball and they were doing layups and they were shooting baskets. These little kids were. When the girls came back out, they went back over and sat on the bench. Of course, they got introduced at halftime and played a halftime inter-squad game. And I thought that was pretty neat because after the ball game, those elementary kids came up to the varsity girls, and they all do what girls do, you know. They all hug each other and actually act like they know each other. And I thought it was just a cool atmosphere bringing young kids involved into a varsity program.
Absolutely.
Something maybe to think about.
It's all part success breeds success. I mean, that's what happens. When you start having success, you know, Carroll and Western, they both got, you know, they both got really good players, and, you know, they're rolling. And when you create something that's successful, people want to follow it.
Yep.
So.
Well, you're the guy. You're the right guy. I'm glad that the Hot Dogs have brought you on to the fold. I'm totally believing in you and listening to what you're doing and the process that you're doing it by. You've been handed a difficult task. I'm just hoping that the good Lord gives you enough energy to be able to get through the victory side of things. And I know that will occur. So, Coach, we appreciate you calling in this morning. Any last words you want to give us before we say adios?
You know what? Getting to be a basketball coach in the state of Indiana, and especially in Frankfort, I mean, what could be better than that? So, appreciate you guys having me on.
Yep. Well, it'll be first of many, Coach. We appreciate you calling in. We've been talking to Coach Matt Crawford of the Frankfort Lady Hot Dogs here on Inside the Huddle. We'll be right back, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.